In a pivotal turn of events, South Africa's former President Jacob Zuma has been granted permission to participate in the upcoming general election in May, following the overturning of a ban on his candidacy by an electoral court. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Last month, the Electoral Commission had barred Zuma from running due to a contempt of court conviction, citing constitutional provisions disqualifying individuals with sentences exceeding 12 months from holding public office. Zuma, aged 81, has been actively campaigning for the newly established Umkhonto we Sizwe, MK, party, marking a significant shift in the political landscape. A prominent figure within the ruling African National Congress, ANC, Zuma's tenure as president from 2009 to 2018 was marred by allegations of corruption, culminating in his resignation. Despite facing legal challenges, including a 15-month prison sentence in 2021 for non-compliance with a corruption investigation, Zuma's influence remains undiminished. His resurgence as the face of the MK party, named after the ANC's former military wing, underscores his aspiration to reclaim the revolutionary mantle of the ANC once championed by Nelson Mandela. The Electoral Court's ruling holds profound implications for the forthcoming election, with Zuma emerging as a political wildcard. His newfound eligibility positions him as the frontrunner for the MK party's candidacy, potentially reshaping the electoral landscape. In South Africa's parliamentary system, voters elect members of the National Assembly, whose majority party typically nominates the country's leader. Zuma's renewed candidacy injects uncertainty into the political sphere, raising questions about potential shifts in power dynamics and coalition formations. Moreover, the court's decision deals a blow to the ANC, which faces mounting challenges after 3 decades in power. With several opinion polls forecasting a decline in the ANC's vote share below 50% for the first time since the advent of democracy in 1994, the emergence of the MK party, particularly popular in Zuma's home region of KwaZulu-Natal, adds a layer of complexity to the electoral landscape. As South Africa braces for a pivotal election, characterized by evolving political narratives and heightened anticipation, Zuma's reinstated candidacy marks a critical juncture in the country's democratic journey, signaling a potential realignment of political forces and aspirations. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.